A day of debugging. Once your computer program has something that closes and opens, it makes sense to use object-oriented programming and give it a life cycle. Command line programs usually don't have a need for any such thing. They are too simple. They don't have anything inside that persists. User interface programs very frequently do have a notion of a widget, where it makes sense to have an initialize, open, close, destroy, and sometimes hydrate and dehydrate cycle. And this is a massive shift away from merely following procedure function by function, or just transforming input into output. Once you start with a start and a stop, everything in your GUI application will demand starting and stopping. A simple button even. In order to cleanly respond to button clicks, you attach a click listener that listens for clicks. But guess what you need to do when you close something in your program? You have to stop listening for clicks. If you reopen that something 50 times, you will have 49 click listeners just dangling there, clogging up your memory, and sometimes they may even slow your program down. So you have to stop listening to the button clicks. And you add that to your widget. So now, when your user closes it, it automatically cleans up after itself. In such applications, you have to be loud and use clear roads. Loud pipes save lives, or days of debugging in this case. A life cycle is a little state machine similar to traffic lights. And the listener belongs to an event emitter that pretty much works like a radio. All those mighty developers out there are just making clear little machines and instruments, knowing that things will eventually get complicated. And it is better when your program is a large assembly of clear-to-understand machinery. It is not just about bugs or clarity of code, but refactoring also. Every once in a while, you come up with an idea that can improve some of your machines. And if you keep everything nice and bold, and without any twists and turns, you can make your program even more fun. Today, I came up with an idea to give myself object constants, such as zoom, scroll, or stop, start, even, where it is not possible to make a typo. I used a proxy that throws errors if the target object is missing that property. And having noticed that I repeat some things a lot more than others, I added new lifecycle functions with really long names. I'm finishing up this part of the program, and I want to remember it better. Keeping things consistent allowed me to make my code more readable. And I did end up with a little bug. It is likely somewhere within the lifecycle. It is hard sometimes to initialize things, as they may use the UI, and the UI is not yet available during that initialization phase. I'm not sure what it is exactly, but moving some initialization code to the start will likely reveal what is causing the issue, and if it is not that, then it is probably my OOP, as I created my own flavor of object-oriented programming, which is a huge no-no, but sometimes quite necessary. My language of choice is leading the way, but it is a tiny little bit behind on efficient reactive programming. They have the bottom part right, but they may not want to touch object-oriented programming because it is about objects, not reactivity. And keeping things simple is always pretty good. Cats like me, who build up large trees of nested components, need their own take on OLP to keep the machine code simple and readable. I don't want to put all those listeners everywhere. I need things to happen automatically. But I got to witness a window closing today, so everything does work, and it did clean up properly after itself. My windows can connect with wires, and the pads that the wires connect to have a little bug somewhere where they don't get yet automatically removed when the window gets closed. But this is all happening in a very large and clear territory where I can map out what exactly is going on. The only time you ever get stuck programming is when you have a deadline. Oh, what a terrible idea. It destroys everything, and I don't think many program managers realize that. It's pretty crazy. Good and reliable programming demands time, relaxation, and imagination. Setting a stressful deadline that prevents imagination is pretty silly. More than that, programmers aren't just machine makers. In fact, they are tool makers first. On one end, they create libraries that do hasten development, and on the other, tools for analyzing or debugging their programs. So the machinery of the program is actually padded by various soft pillows and then surrounded by scopes and microscopes and analyzers and all kinds of test gadgets. Oh, if people only knew what incredible fun awaits them after they learn programming. Everyone would be doing it, probably instead of going to school. A program language is like a window on the world. It allows you to simulate and visualize everything, so it's actually a lot better at teaching than just a teacher. And I think one of the most incredible things about programming is that at the end of the day, you get to sit down and dream about creating some little company or side project that will make your life a little bit easier and maybe even help others too.